I thought first half we was a bit sloppy, and I thought I was really bad. But second half, I thought we come out, Gaffer made two changes, and it made a difference. And I think we should have gone on at least at 1-4-1 at 5-1. But
it was actually sort of attack against defence in that second half, wasn't it? You've actually camped in their half. I mean, it's just one of those nights. It looked like it just wasn't going to be your night, particularly when Matt Tubbs misses a penalty in amongst it.
Yeah, for once I turned round and didn't watch Tubbs take his penalty and he missed, so I won't do that again. But I just thought we might score because we had that many chances and we never stopped like creating them. And near the end, obviously, I got an assist. I didn't see Tubbs there. I seen Prox, but Tubbs, as he is, he gets the ball and puts it in the back of the net.
And, I mean, Stephen had to have a certain style about them. I guess once you've gone one down against them, they'll do everything they can to hold on to that lead. I mean, that's probably another thing you have to consider. Were you surprised, actually, how easily you cut them open in the second half?
Yeah, to be honest, they did make it hard for us sitting back, but just how we play as football, and if you see the pitch, and it might not look as bad to you, but when you get on the pitch, it's so bobbly. And to play the football we do and how we did and cut them open and so many chances we created, like we could have easily won the match, and we're disappointed we haven't, but we're going to Saturday, we're unbeaten still, and hopefully we can go and get another 3 points.
Yeah, it's a really good run. I mean, it's 7 unbeaten in the league and only 1 defeat in 10. I mean, manager's sort of brought a different something here, hasn't he? I mean, maybe a bit more positive approach and getting the ball in the box maybe a bit more.
Yeah, he has. He changed a lot of things. When he come in, he worked on the defence and he used to get the back four, and I think it has helped us. Like, we've missed Joe tonight, I think. He's been really good for us. We've got a good partnership at the back, but I thought Paul Connolly were excellent tonight, and Mark was just as good at centre-half. And I think we just need to look forward to Saturday and hopefully we can get another win.
Yeah, and obviously decision for the manager to make because Joe's available again Saturday. I mean, he's a terrific young player. I mean, you've watched his career since he first came here. Just expecting to be back up, but he's ended up being fantastic for you.
Yeah, Joe's just not. He's just took a step since he's been in the first team. He's not looked back, and he's just got better and better. He's took it in his stride, and I've got big things for Joe. I can see him moving on in the future, and Crawley will do well to keep him. But it'll be a good challenge for him tomorrow against England under 21s, and I'm looking forward to watching him.
Talk about keeping hold of players. Obviously, same has been said about you in the past. The suggestion that you maybe turn down a move on deadline day. Obviously, did your experiences last year just make you just sort of appreciate actually hold on? I'm lucky still to be playing at Crawley.
Yeah, to be honest, from last year with my illness and stuff, I'm just happy to play, and that's why I didn't move. I just felt like I needed to prove a point. I'm back playing, and I'm only feeling like, well, except the first half, I'm just getting back to playing well again, and I'm feeling stronger and stronger, and I can only see myself getting better and better again.
I know we've talked before about you sort of playing at a high level. You've often talked about playing at a high level with Crawley. I mean, I know you're always very positive. When the playoffs still on?
Yeah, I think they are. Even though we didn't win tonight, Peterborough have lost, Sheffield United have won. We've still got games in hand on them, but we've got to make sure, like tonight, it should have been 3 points, and if we can win Saturday, who knows what will happen.